Work.
All right, final minutes with Wayne Paul, a few more of your phone calls, then General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo will be joining us to talk about eugenics. Wayne, global warming tax over every facet of our lives, federal inspections, total federalization, eugenics agenda for the control freaks around our lives. Your take on the global warming cap and trade and on eugenics. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Your take on the global warming tax and eugenics.
Well, as far as global warming is concerned, I do think the cat is out of the bag, that a lot of that is a hoax. I think if we learned anything from it, we should be more aware of our environment and take better care of it. But I think global warming is come and gone over the last 200 years, that I don't think there's anything different today than it was when we settled this country back.
Well, I agree with you, and they piggyback legitimate environmental issues.
Sure.
That can be handled civilly. You do some toxic waste dumping on somebody, they can take you to the cleaners or get you put in prison.
That's correct.
But they love these new systems that are extrajudicial outside the system, and they mean business. Go ahead.
Well, it's called, I don't have enough of your property, I want a little bit more, so they try different ways to plunder your property. And that's, in effect, what cap and trade's going to do.
And then look at government being the biggest polluter out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is, like, CPS is 5 to 7 times more likely, depending on what state, to abuse your children. They're the most dangerous people out there, so they're the ones that watch the kids. I mean, give me a break. Every pedophile in the world wants to be a CPS worker. I mean, put two and two together, of course. Jay in Oregon, last caller for our guest, Wayne Paul, Ron Paul's brother. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Jay.
Actually, I got two parts of a question, two questions for you.
Go ahead.
And question one, how do you reconcile the cognitive dissonance working to quell what you guys are calling the rise of the one world government, one world economy, the one world currency, when it's clear in the Word of God that this is going to happen?
Yeah, it was clear in 70 A.D. They thought it was the end of the world when Jerusalem was sacked. They thought it was the end of the world when Hitler was killing people. You've had all these different empires. How do you reconcile in the Word of God that it's our job to fight evil, whatever the cost may be? You know, it's not to us to choose. It's us to do the right thing. Duty is ours. Consequence belongs to God. I mean, is that what you're saying? Or what are you getting at?
Well, Alex, I know your position real well. I was asking Mr. Paul.
Okay, go ahead. We'll let you go. Mr. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. My answer to that question is it doesn't change my Christian obligation as to how I live and how I am a steward of the property I've been entrusted with. Regardless of what may be God's will, I have been instructed by the Word to live a life that is a stewardship life in terms of the property I have, in terms of the people I associate with, my peer group, and my responsibility is to do it according to God's Word. And God's going to take care of the rest of the things, so I'm not going to worry about it. I still have to fight the battle that the Federal Reserve System is an evil system and needs to be abolished. It doesn't change
that.
Yeah,
it was the pastors that led the Revolutionary War against England, and a few of the pastors did say it's God's will, lay down Romans 13 out of context. Look
right
at the prophets. Look at the whole Bible. It's about standing up against evil and fighting evil. Caller, does that answer your question, Jay?
It does enough. Thank you.
You bet. I mean, these devil churches, funded by the Rockefellers publicly, World Council of Churches, are telling people stand down. And it's incredible. Wayne Paul, amazing having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you being on, and he's in the Obama deception, folks. Let me say bye to you during the break, Wayne. Stay with us.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened easier.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, joining us from the United Kingdom are Rima Labo, medical doctor, Albert N. Stolbein III, general. Both of their bios are amazing. We've got 51 minutes with them. We're talking about the forced inoculation plans worldwide, level six, what's really in the triple jab, the right of self-shielding, what that means, the new developments with the U.S. Head science czar writing an internal government textbook, 1,100 pages, on how to carry out a world government eugenics extermination plan. This is confirmation of everything we've reverse engineered. State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96. We have all the pieces. It's all stated, but this is all in one place. And it's just devastating because, you know, even though I know all this stuff, you don't want to believe they're actually doing it. Forced drugging, forced sterilization, forced abortion, drugs in the water, the food, genetically engineered to sterilize mammals. It's coming up. Major General Albert Burt Stubblebine, the 3rd U.S. Army retired, graduate of U.S. Military Academy, West Point, class of 52, who enjoyed a distinguished 32-year career in U.S. Army, during which he commanded soldiers at every level. After his retirement, he served as VP for Intelligence Systems with BDM, a major defense contractor. He's also taken a set of experiences and become involved in leading Edge Medical Research and Development in collaboration with his wife, Rima E. Labo, M.D. He is a long-term, way-out-of-the-box thinker who redesigned the U.S. Army's intelligence architecture while serving as the commanding general of the U.S. Army Intelligence School and Center, and helped to define the requirements of the U.S. Army to future conflict, and redesigned and earned his place in the Intelligence Hall of Fame. Many of the innovations he developed helped U.S. conduct the first Gulf War effectively and swiftly with a very low casualty rate. He also commanded the U.S. Army Electronic Research and Development Command and the U.S. Army's Intelligence and Security Command. And it just goes on and on. So I guess, General, then you'd be a major general when you retired?
That is correct.
Okay, we're going to go to you in a second, sir, and we appreciate you joining us on the interview today. Let's go to your wife, the medical doctor, first. In light of, give us your perspective, and then I want to get the general's perspective, on the mass eugenics plan. We have right of self-defense. This is a government-level PhD textbook for government leaders, for policy. I've now read over 400 pages of the 1100. Total nightmare. Doctor, this is exactly what you've been saying for decades. Break down what this new development means. Then we'll get the general's take, and then we'll expand out into what this flu vaccination means.
I'm happy to do that, Alex, and I want you to know that both the general and I are happy and privileged to have the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about this. This is a critical time, and the first thing I want to do is start at the very end. The very end is, unless you, listeners, take action now, you will be faced with involuntary detention or mandatory vaccination with an attenuated live virus vaccine containing deadly adjuvants, the same things that caused Gulf War syndrome in 700,000 soldiers, and you will have no recourse, no legal recourse, and you will have no financial recourse because vaccine makers are protected by the Fraud and Death Administration and by the spineless, worthless Congress of the United States. And if you'd like later, Alex, I'll tell you how I feel about the Congress. Anyway, the point is that you have a moment now. If you go to our website, which is healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org, and you click on the top action item under Act Now, you will be telling Congress, your state legislators, the head of Health and Human Services, the health of Homeland Security, and the White House that you want the right to refuse vaccines, refuse incarceration, and instead retire to your home for the quarantine period and self-shield. Now, the best friend that Health Freedom has in the United States Congress is willing to take this onto the floor and create a bill and introduce a bill if there is enough support from all of us. So if ever you valued your freedom, if ever you valued your right to make your own health decisions, and if ever you distrusted the government, now is the time. Go to healthfreedomusa.org and click on the top action item, because if you don't, you will be either mandatorily vaccinated or you will be incarcerated. And now to answer your question, Alex, because that's the bottom line, the answer is yes, the vaccine of this against this genetically engineered, weaponized H1N1 virus, which we are now being told, golly gee willikers, this resembles the 1918 swine flu pandemic virus. Well, yes, of course it does, because the genes were introduced intentionally into this new virus when they fizzled after being introduced into the avian flu virus. So now the vaccine will be a deadly, quote, remedy to get rid of a large number of us. And we're going, if we're sheeple, we're going to line up, roll up our sleeves, present our children for vaccination the way 40 million Americans did in 10 weeks during the swine flu debacle in 1976. Only this time they won't stop it after 10 weeks, because the intention, we firmly believe, based on Holder's document and on other information, that we've been amassing for years, and we've been talking about you, and the general and I have had the chance to talk about it on this show and on others, and we've been writing about it for years, as you have. This time, the intention is to get rid of us profitably. The amount of money that is being poured into the coffers of the world's pharmaceutical companies is absolutely unholy, as is the intent. In fact, today, the World Health Organization put out, I'm sorry, yesterday, World Health Organization put out a press release saying that what we need for this and the coming pandemic, because remember, Alex, this vaccine is not the last pandemic vaccine. It's the first of many, 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 many horrors to come until they've gotten rid of all of us. This is what's needed. We need many new vaccines. We need new patents. We need new drugs.
Well, if you look how they ramp it up, they admittedly are testing global level six with all the major nation states under the direction of the World Health Organization, this global directorate. And so it's kind of like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill where they drill following orders and taking the poison. And they admit, well, I mean, you've looked at this, Doctor, and I want to get General Stubblebine's take on it. What is the history of these companies? We know that Baxter, I just put it on screen, London Telegraph, Baxter mixing the live bird flu in 18 countries secretly. Then suddenly they have secret trials lying to homeless. But they won't say it's Baxter that did the trials, and the homeless are dying in mass.
Actually, I believe the trials were done by Novartis, and I believe that they were in conjunction with Sanofi Aventis, the good people who manufactured an avian flu vaccine, which the United States bought 100 million doses of in their first order, totally untested, untried, but approved by the FDA.
Well, that's the thing. They're on our news here in Austin saying everybody's got to take the shot, get ready. They're on the news saying it will be mandatory coming up in the fall. It will be a pandemic. It will be mass death. And then people are lining up, and they're saying, oh, we don't even know if this is the right thing, and just taking the shot. What do we know from past operations, Dr. Labo, and then General Stubblebine, about what they're putting in these vaccines?
Well, they're putting adjuvants. Adjuvants are substances, and the ones that we're most familiar with are the ones based on squalene, which is a fat ordinarily found in the nervous system. Now, when you eat squalene or you rub it on your skin, and it's used in a lot of cosmetics, it doesn't do anything bad to you. But if you inject it, it trains the immune system's white cells to attack it because it's a foreign object in your bloodstream at that point, and the immune system is only doing its job. It turns on the immune system, and the immune system's attack forces can never be turned off again. So they start attacking everything that looks biochemically like squalene.
And then this, according to other doctors we've had on, accelerates the allergies, the sicknesses, the cancers, and then makes your immune system go haywire. I want to talk about that more. We're about to go to break. But General Stubblebine, you were just on 6-7 months ago before this whole flu thing came up, and you guys were talking about when they try to launch a pandemic, don't take the shot. What does this look like to you?
Well, it's very clear. You know, what Dr. Rima and I have been doing, Alex, has been watching very carefully a whole lot of information. And I call them dots. They're tidbits of information. But it's part of the way I have been trained from the intelligence world or in the intelligence world of how you put the picture together. And what you do is you take little bits of information. For instance, 11 people died instantaneously in a trial in Poland, and then 22 more died later from the same vaccine that you're about to take. And then you take the information about Baxter, which contaminated the vaccines for 22 different countries or 18 different countries in Europe. You put all of these various dots together like that, and what you end up with is a picture. Suddenly the picture flies into your face, and you say, holy smokes, now I take this to the people who are called operational folks, because they're the people that do the planning of what you do about it. So the intelligence piece of all of this has been creating this in
Stay there. We got a break, General. Please come right back with this, and we'll get the doctor's comments on this. Absolutely. We don't have the full textbook. Now they're going to kill us.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com. Before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $966.96, $43.48 for a half ounce, or $241.74 for the quarter ounce. That's $966.96, $43.48, or $241.74.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
Obama's science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control, forced sterilization, forced abortion, euthanasia, forced drugging of the water supply, implantable chips. And this is Obama's science advisor, General Stubblebine, intelligence expert. Continuing, you got interrupted by the satellite break there, had to take it. Continuing with the intelligence, you're saying You can see the history of the vaccine, the history of what they've done over and over again, the fear-mongering. And so it's not the flu you worry about. It's the shot. Continue.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And as you begin to, as this picture suddenly pops into your face, Alex, you suddenly say, holy smokes. You know, I knew it was bad. I did not know it was that bad. Now, though, it's time to take action because you now know. And, oh, by the way, the book that you've just gotten is your confirmation that everything that we've been saying for months and months and months and months is absolutely true. And, oh, by the way, during those months and months and months, people were saying we're crazy.
We work for Big Pharma and that we're CIA agents, yada, 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 yada. The fact is they didn't want to hear what we were saying or they were on the other side. Ignore them. The facts are the facts.
That's how COINTELPRO works. Is that they can't believe we have a Ron Paul. They can't believe we have a General Stubblebine. They can't believe that there's good people from powerful positions that are stepping up, and that's what COINTELPRO does. But regardless, we're putting out the facts. We're doing the best we can. People can listen, or they can go ahead and take the shots.
No, but at this stage of the game, they better goddamn listen. Otherwise, excuse my language, but they better listen. Otherwise, they're going to be in deep trouble. You have now seen for a fact. I mean, you believed all along, Alex. Now you understand exactly because you've seen the document. You've seen the blueprint for what all of this is about.
Let me read to you the CDC assumptions that they're basing their targeting on, okay? They say, one, severity of illness is unchanged from that which has already been observed. Well, they're also predicting, I mean, this is just nonsense, they're also predicting that it's going to get a whole lot worse, which is why, after all, we need the vaccinations.
Saying for sure they know this, but with regular flu, they go, a million Americans have it, like we're all going to die. That just means we have the virus, no big deal. They're clearly engaged in lying and fear-mongering. The question is why?
Well, the answer is very simple, because the WHO has said for decades, and the United States government has accepted for decades, that their first priority for a, quote, sustainable planet is the same as the Illuminati and Bilderberger agenda, which is massive depopulation. The Georgia Guidestones pretty well say it all. I don't know who put them up. I don't know what their deal was. But they do want to reduce the population by a minimum of 80%. And a maximum of 90%. That means 9 out of every 10 humans on the planet is slated to go. But as long as we're going, they say, why don't we just pump untold amounts of the remaining money, such as it is, the worthless money that's been degraded by the economic pandemic that's been engineered, why don't we just pump all the remaining money into their hands through the diseases that they will cause and through the unbelievable amounts of money that these vaccines are generating.
Well, Doctor, we've got a long segment coming up. This was the short one, so we got plenty of time for both you and General Stubblebine and to break this down and what you're recommending we do and how we get this to the floor, you know, to say, look, we're not going to take forced injections because under the executive order they've activated, as you know, the public may not. They're now saying forced inoculations under level 6, quarantining, lockdown, basically code red. But General, briefly, a lot of the experts I talked to, but you've been the former head of major intelligence divisions of the Army and really wrote the book on a lot of the systems we see today. Looking at this, most of the experts I talked to said they won't want to kill most people right away with the shot, that it'll have a bad effect on some, and the soft kill will be an immediate kill with some, as we saw with trials in Poland and other areas. But
and in China.
A lot of experts are saying binary weapon, for those that don't know, meaning this gives you half of it, they then trigger through water or air something else later.
Well, you know, we know pieces of what are in the vaccine. We absolutely do not know the entire menu that's in that vaccine. One thing is for sure, you can rest assured, since this vaccine is being put there on purpose to give you as an excuse to give you the shot, you know that what's going to be in there and what's going to be in your body is not going to fit it your body very nicely.
Stay there, doctor.
Know.
Doctor, we got a break. Long segment coming up. General, stay there. Absolutely. And a lot of experts we've talked to, genetic engineers, say a lot of these cancer viruses they implant trigger later.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a game or a joke, as General Stubblebine was just saying. Okay. We've got General Stubblebine and his wife. Dr. Rima Labo, you've got the floor here. Continue breaking down then, because you got interrupted by some breaks. Start over, break down the intelligence we have on these vaccines, what we know. I mean, it's just like Gardasil, admittedly, is killing a whole bunch of women and girls, having weird autoimmune diseases with the others, where like almost like Ebola, where blood's coming out of all these orifices. It's paralyzing people, and it's like they're testing soft kills, testing the media's response, testing the public. I don't know what you'd call that, General, in a military fashion, but just like before they invaded Panama, they would have the helicopters land and do drills for 6 months to where they were acclimated. So they just acclimate us now to the ambient soft kill, silent weapons, quiet wars. Let's get the general's take on that and then the doctor breaking down what she sees happening here, how we get Congress to say no and to like override the executive order to, because they've now engaged level six. The question is, will they implement? So General, what do you call this soft kill system where they're increasing the deadliness of the vaccines, openly killing us, death to the left, death to the right, and everyone just marching in, injecting their children?
Well, I'm not sure that I know the military terminology for this kind of soft kill, but it's like guerrilla warfare because it's kind of behind the scenes. It's hidden. You know, if you're doing guerrilla warfare, you cannot go out into the middle of the street and with your gun. You do it from an ambush position. So it's always hidden. Well, there's not any difference between what is happening now and guerrilla warfare against our population. That's exactly what's happening, Alex. Go ahead.
No, you can just see them rolling out the total PSYOP for a non-event flu, and then now saying we're all basically dead in the fall, take the shot, with their history of radiating foster children, black men and syphilis, Project Shad. How would anyone in their right mind take anything they try to give us?
They're not in their right mind, Alex.
They've been propagandized.
They've been fluoridated. They've been controlled. What percentage of the American population is on psychoactive medication and
20%.
Electroshock therapy? It's horrendously high, and that means that people can be controlled. That's part of a soft kill, and it's been going on for a long, long time. I want to remind people that the very first vaccine, Edward Jenner's vaccine for smallpox, was literally a vaccine for syphilis because it spread syphilis, and by the mid-19th century, the British Parliament, which had made mandatory vaccination a law for every citizen and every resident of the British Empire, discovered that they had created a syphilis epidemic. So they did an investigation. They held an inquiry, and they discovered that they had two choices. Choice one, admit it. They would have egg all over their faces and take responsibility for the fact that they had killed and maimed and sentenced to death millions of people through this hastily entered into scientific fraud, which is what vaccination is, or do a cover-up. They did a cover-up, of course. They chose a cover-up, and they doubled Edward Jenner's lifelong stipend from £10,000, I think this was about 1853, to £20,000, saying, oh, there's nothing wrong here. Look, look, we've done the right thing through self-deceit, fraud, and
But wasn't
lies.
That just a Malthusian first round of eugenics through Mr. Galton?
No, I believe that, in fact, this was a colossal, stupendous stupidity on the part of the British Parliament, and that they chose to save their own egos and careers rather than back down from the position they
had climbed onto. Well, look at the 76 swine flu. This always breaks out, the 1918, the 1976. It's always breaking out at military bases.
Oddly enough, where our soldiers are our guinea pigs.
Guess who gets to hold up their arm and clothe their arm and stand there and stick it out so that somebody will stick a needle in it? And they have no choice.
Same with vaccine A. I want to point out that the same information that Gary Matsumoto so beautifully brought forward in his vaccine A, and the subtitle of that book was why the United States is experimenting on the military and why they won't be the last. He talked about squalene adjuvants. He talked about introducing oils that irritate the immune system so they make more antibodies. That means the expensive part of the vaccine, the antigen, can be in much, much, much smaller proportions, so it's more profitable for the company. And then you make more antigens. That means that you have a higher antigen titer in your body. But I want
so it's that accelerant that triggers the autoimmune response you're
exactly.
saying. Well, the other medical doctors we've had on have said that's the thing that's causing a lot of the autism, not even the mercury, is that it causes that brain swelling that then causes brain damage.
Correctly, but there's another part to this. No one, and I say this as a scientist and as a physician, no one has ever proven in any clinical trial whatsoever that that high titer, that high level of antibodies, is related in any way with immunity to the disease. Ever. So this whole thing is pointless, you understand?
It's quackery. Okay, doctor and general, from a military perspective, intelligence perspective, and from a medical doctor perspective, you've got all these deaths all over Europe and Asia in swine flu and bird flu trials. high death rates where they inject 100 people in it, you know, a whole bunch of them drop dead, and we've been putting mainstream news articles on screen, and then the media is very quiet. The government even indicts people who gave the shots, saying they were paid by pharmaceutical companies, but then we can't ever find who they are. And then we've got Baxter involved in the new vaccine. They're involved in, I mean, what does this look like to you? And then how are you coming out and saying, look out with this next flu shot that's coming out?
It looks like...
Let me answer that first.
Okay, General.
I'll tell you what. It looks like an ambush. You know, if you're in a city or a town and you're going door to door fighting, you never know where the ambush is going to come from. Is it going to come from a roof, from a window, from a door, from behind a door? You don't know. And this whole thing, Alex, is, to me, looks exactly like that door-to-door fighting in towns called ambush. Ambush. That's what it is.
But this time the ambush is by our own forces against our own people.
Well, we can see that the whole thing's engineered. We can see it's all hype and the vaccine's deadly and they admit won't even protect you from it. And normally flus mutate into something less harmful or harmless. How are they saying 100% it's going to mutate deadly in the fall? Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. They're saying it. I mean, for anybody with a scientific background, doctor in general, it's 101 that they can't say they know it's going to be deadly. That clearly is a lie. So it means that they know something we don't know. Are they going to release something else?
It's a lie unless they know something that has never been told to the public.
Well, now, I want to avoid giving these idiots too much credit. SARS fizzled. Avian flu fizzled. The pandemic swine flu fizzled. They may or may not be able to get the next generation of this this virus, this genetically engineered virus, to do what they want, which is kill lots of us. But it doesn't matter because they've got the vaccine, which is much more direct, much more effective. Now, listen up, folks.
Which is the ambush.
Which is the ambush. If a single person, and by the way, let me reiterate, I was starting to read this before, the first target is children from kindergarten to 12th grade. The second target is pregnant women. The third target is adults between 45 and 65. That's the most productive segment of the workforce. These are the people who are going to receive the vaccines, and there are many of them.
Yeah, just to back you up, we're putting it on screen, Doctor. She's not just saying this. The news is announced. Children first, then the elderly, then the sick. These are the most vulnerable, and they admit.
But the second group is pregnant women. Now, I want to just add one more thing, Alex, because there's so much to say, and time is so short.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead.
If Gardasil does what I believe Gardasil does, and Cervavax, which is the British equivalent of Gardasil, which is about to be also approved in the United States shortly. If these two vaccines do what I believe, which is render girls infertile, there's no reason to believe, there's no reason to believe that this new vaccine, for which Baxter applied for the patent in 2007, by the way, so this surprise rush to get things on the street, so to speak, is total hype and nonsense because they've been preparing this since 2007. If it does the same thing and it contains one of the same ingredients, tween, T-W-E-E-N, 80, which is very similar to polysorbate 80, and both of them injected cause infertility, then what we have is not only death, but an end of whatever race you happen to belong to.
Well, let me stop you.
Doctor,
my gut from all these hundreds of pieces that the general talks about is sterilization, because that's in the State Department Memorandum 200. That's in the White House czar's internal textbook plan report. And we know with the tetanus shots in Africa, Asia, and India, they got caught in the mid-90s. This is mainstream news for those that don't know. I know you know. Adding a hormone to the tetanus shot to then cause an autoimmune response to that hormone and then basically sterilize women by abortion, where every time they have a get pregnant, the baby dies second trimester from that hormone situation.
And by the way, that same system, which was created by the World Health Organization, through its task force on female sterilization through inoculation, that same substance is available as, quote, a one-year birth control shot for women and girls in the United States. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, I've seen U.S. programs and TV ads where they tell girls get your tetanus shot. It's obvious. I mean, Doctor, I want you to keep breaking down the math and the science and the facts and the key, pens and paper ready, the websites for folks, so people can get involved with Congress saying, now, we're not going to quarantine, we're not taking your shots, let us stay in our homes, don't make the Army drag us off. But General, speaking to the military, the police, back in 2002 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, you know they ordered first responders to take it, and the news reported LA Times over 99% said no. So the military and police aren't stupid. They even had bases saying no, even though they were ordering them to. But the firemen, the police, the doctors, Tommy Thompson said no, Health and Human Services had. What, I mean, the basic psychology. This attacks all of us. It's a very tiny eugenicist elite doing this. So we need to get the message out to the enforcers, too. Why would they want to serve this evil? I mean, can you comment to this phenomenon of the very people being killed by this are the very ones that are going to be enforcing it?
Well, a lot of that is simply because once you enter into the military, you know, the answer is yes, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir. And everybody does exactly what they're told to do. So if the people at the very, very top know, but the people at the lower levels do not know what's really going on, they're there to take orders. And it's very, very hard to sort of wake yourself up when you're in the middle of this, yes, sir, no, sir, I will do it, sir, kind of environment. So it's very, very difficult to also then go to the Internet, go to it's not in the papers. So where do they get their information? They've got to wake up almost all by themselves.
And
a very difficult thing to do.
And the people who are putting out the information, Alex, and there's a small community of us, are attacked by this COINTELPRO nonsense. And then people who want to do the right thing, who want to inform themselves, say, well, I better stay away from him, I better stay away from her, I better stay away from
that's done to destroy our community. The last
exactly.
thing the New World Order would do would be to have you guys out putting out nothing but accurate info and warning people. They would have you out saying it wasn't true. And, again, they do this to balkanize us. They do this to break
exactly.
up our base. I have a 2004 Army manual that's declassified on how to do this
exactly.
to indigenous groups.
Sure. Exactly. Now, I want to give you the action step. And if you don't take this and if you don't viralize it, and this is the helpful side of viralization. It's the
viral spread
side.
Of the info, yeah.
Yes. If you don't do this, then when they come at you with a vaccine needle and your children and they say, okay, either bear your arm or go into detention, remember that you had the choice and you didn't take it. I want you to go to www.healthfreedomusa.org. On the right-hand side, it says Act Now. Click on the first button. Tell legislators you want the right to self-quarantine, not forced vaccinations, and not forced incarceration. Take that. Every member of your family gets to send in one of those action items. If your kids are too young, fill in their names. That's legitimate. What's happening is that Congress is getting bombarded with hundreds of thousands of these, and so is every state legislator in the country.
But we need millions, not hundreds
millions,
of thousands.
Not hundreds of thousands. And what this is saying is, oh, no, you don't. This is pushback. Because remember, a lot of state legislators and a lot of congressmen don't have the information you do. So instead of arguing with them about vaccines are good, vaccines are bad, the WHO is the new world order, forget that. What we're saying is I want a third path. Path one, take the shot. Path two, accept incarceration in state or federal facilities. Path three, I go into my house, I shut the door, I stay there. And, yeah, the kids might get bored. Get them some extra books. The point is,
well, the last place you want to go during any you're a medical doctor and get the general's take on this. The last place you want to go during a pandemic is some big mass camp.
Absolutely want to stay out of them.
Now let me take you back to the videos of the 500,000, which is only a small part, the 500,000 three-person disposable caskets that are stockpiled outside of Atlanta, and we know that they're stockpiled
Alabama,
elsewhere.
Georgia, Texas, Colorado, they're
precisely
everywhere.
New York.
Wait, now let me take you back to the mass grave sites, which have been purchased and are being prepared in upstate New York and in virtually every...
No, we got the official state documents telling the cemeteries, don't tell anybody, can you bury 200,000 people on your little
exactly
plot? We have the document.
Exactly.
And you won't even get your own coffin.
And now ask yourself, what's that for? Is that when I die from the vaccine? Is that when I die from the secondary soft kill? Because a lot of these vaccines are being produced on simian cells that we know contain leukemia viruses. Is that what
you
want?
I mean, just like SV40, they admit it had cancer viruses and over 100 million Americans got it.
Precisely.
This is unbelievable. General Stubblebine's our guest. Dr. Lebo's our guest. This is just blowing me away. And they're openly announcing mass graves, martial law. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. This could just be a beta test, but we got to take it very, very serious.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
I'm going to do 10 minutes of Overdrive. I just decided to do it. It'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv, video stream at InfoWars.com, audio streams only. We'll see if General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo can stay 10 minutes into the next hour. I've got a meeting I've got to go to after that, so I couldn't do it any longer. But I'll ask him on air right now. Can you guys do 10 minutes into the next hour?
For the sake of getting truth out, you got it.
You bet your bottom dollar.
Awesome.
And I want to share something with you that just came into my email box, Alex. it seems that there is a health reform bill, a health care bill, which will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions, quote, quote, in private homes. Now, this bill says that it will allow, it, quote, authorizes a demonstration program to improve immunization coverage. Under the program, CDC will provide grants to states to improve immunization coverage of children, adolescents, and adults through the use of evidence-based interventions.
Yes, here's the article. They're now going to send CPS to adult and children's homes. Cyber News Service, very credible. They have links to the documents. Zoom in on this. This ties into the FEMA camp bill. Zoom in on this for folks. I meant to get to this. This is the type of news I have stacked up. This is up on Infowars.com right now. Health care bill will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions in private homes. So they're now preparing to make everything mandatory, just like Rick Perry saying it's the law. You've got to take Gardasil when it killed a bunch of girls and women in the trials and is still killing people. General Stubblebine, in plain view, they're now making people take things that kill them.
Yeah, well, the answer to that's yes. And look at all of the soldiers who step up in the line and say, yeah, shoot me. You know, shoot me with a shot or shoot me with a shotgun.
And once again, get court-martialed if they don't. I'm going to say it again, Alex. Listen, folks, get a pen, get a pencil. If you're on the Internet right now, type in to the address bar, www.healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. You'll see Act Now. Click on the first item to tell people who can make the difference, who can respond to your pushback, that you want the right to go into your home without being molested or violated by goons, government goons bearing vaccines.
That's why they've been GPSing everybody's doors, and they've now admitted it's for the quarantines. I mean, they really, General, isn't this just the perfect cover, even if they don't launch a bio attack?
Absolutely, yes.
The perfect cover for martial law and federalization.
Absolutely. They find, incidentally, I had forgotten for a moment the fact that they know where every door is, where every family lives, so they can go to that door. If you've decided not to take a shot, they can go knock on your door and say, well, now just give me your arm here. I'm at your door.
Let me explain that they have targeted children first. Let me also remind you, and you may be one of the people who actually had this happen, that the CDC has been calling the people. The CDC is a unit of the Health and Human Services.
Yeah, we confirmed that, asking if their vaccines are up to date. I'm getting all these calls from listeners, and I Googled it, and I saw a news article where they are calling. See, it's actually happening. Stay there. We're talking about when we go into overdrive. It's a one-minute break, General and Doctor. One-minute break as we end the main radio show, and then Internet only. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it, and all the tens of thousands listening right now on the Internet streams at Infowars.com. But when this video gets posted as an archive at PrisonPlanet.tv later in the day, not just the live stream, everybody get it out everywhere, because it's worse than I even consciously know. As they mention other issues, I know it's all true, and just more pieces come in. This is eugenics. The White House chief admits it in his book, Ecoscience. They are killing us. This is real. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.